Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Woo! We're back.
I wish I was Lisa in that moment. I'm sorry, guys. I'll never be able to live up to her. Oh. But yeah, so we're back and hopefully better than ever. Who knows? This is episode 174. My sources have sourced me that it is. My sources being Christina. And today we're going to have a discussion, you know, play a little game called Is It a Red Flag or Are You Just Too Picky? Because that is a question that we need to ask ourselves, especially this day and age. Because everyone wants perfection. Everyone wants Iron Man. No, I'm kidding.
I do.
I love him. Anyway, everyone wants like Superman or something. And unfortunately, we're stuck dating humans. So everyone, we got to ask ourselves these questions.
Trying to think of which. I'd want The Flash.
Oh my god!
I was gonna say Arrow, but I think too many problems.
Yeah, I got a lot of problems.
I think I would do Spider-Man just because everyone says my husband reminds them of what's his name,
Tobey Maguire.
He literally is
Peter Parker.
He is him. So yeah,
love it.
Nice little superhero tangent.
If Max got bit by a spider, he would definitely be the same as him. He'd be like, "What the heck is this?"
And they'd be like, "Whoops!" Yeah, he's like agile. I could see it. I'm
like, oh my gosh! Anyway. I feel like Max would be a really good dancer if he actually took dance because he's very agile. And he's like, honestly, no, I wouldn't. I'd be horrible. And I'm like, no, you'd be a great dancer. I'm telling you right now.
I could actually really see it.
I think
well,
you would.
Let's sign him up.
Let's sign him up.
Honestly, I should.
Wait, you guys should do like a couples like class or you do like.
We did some. Gosh. We did some like online ones during COVID.
I want to do that.
It was fun.
Nick and I would really have fun. So much. Nick
you
loves
and Nick could
dancing.
Do like the
Christina
the lifts.
Oh, I want to do that. No, the ones where they like lift them and they do all the like spinning. We could totally do that.
Oh, swing dancing? Is that swing dancing?
Is that where they do all those cool things?
It's, I don't know.
We could totally.
I think that is swing dancing. But there's also like two-stepping and stuff like that.
Yeah, if I'm ever like healed from life ever, I feel like I'm just like kind of healed. And then I'm like, oh, pregnant again. And then it's like, okay, postpartum, kind of healed, up, pregnant again. So one if day. I ever have a healed moment, that'll be great. Okay, so anyway, let's jump in. So we always start with our highs and lows of the week. Give you guys a little taste of the week.
Oh my
god. Okay, I'll start. My low was my kidney stone.
Ugh.
So I am here without a part of me that was here last time. That stone. Do you know what those look like, guys?
No.
You probably do because I told you.
I'm scared.
If you guys don't know, they're these little like mineral
build up thing,
and they're like sharp. They're
ew.
Like they're like a jagged little rock.
Jagged little pill.
Did you see it?
Ew. No, I haven't seen mine yet. I don't know if I'm going to see mine.
Oh,
I have an appointment.
Oh my gosh. I would be like, please take a pic.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get to see mine, but I've seen what they look
can
like.
Can you email me?
They're a little jagged rock.
What color are they?
Like a
I think they're
know, like
white,
a whitish yellowish.
Like mineral deposits are usually white, but who knows.
Yeah, it looked to be about that color. So, kind of like sand. But yeah, that was my low. That was dumb.
Honestly, it's good to have all of us back since last week we were not here. Christina and I. It was just these two holding down the fort.
I was literally in the hospital during last week's episode, and now...
And I was on the couch.
I'm back.
Christina's back.
So that was my...
Hopefully better than ever.
No. I am not better than ever. I was like...
I can't even believe
she's
you're here
back
today.
Back and getting by.
I'm like nauseous and weak, but... Like, good enough to keep going. Like, if I felt like I did a couple days ago, I wouldn't have come today. So, back and not as good as before, but will be better.
I love it. But I love a journey.
But I am here with one kidney stone because I have one on the left. So, last time I was here with two. Now I'm here with one. And it's the big one, too. So, that guy's joining us today. Well, and every day since I don't know how long. So, that was my low. Kidney stone, blah, 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 annoying.
Apparently, if you eat too much spinach, it can give you kidney stones.
Oh, yeah. It has, like, something
oxalates.
In it. Everyone was telling me about that. I'm like, what?
Spinach and strawberries.
Well, guess what? Guess who never eats spinach? Me. So.
Well.
I don't know.
But apparently, if you cook it, I remember reading about this in a chemistry book. It was like, like changes the compound of the oxalic into like oxalic acid or something, and then it's not as hard for your body to process.
Veggies are really something like cooked versus raw. It's like you need to like look at each one and like, is it better cooked or raw? It's so confusing. Oh, like, anyway, so yeah, that's me. Let's see, my high. What was my high? Oh, my high is Barrett's birthday. He turned 3.
I can't believe a 3-year-old. That's so big.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is so cute. I've already been thinking he's 3 for a while. I mean, everyone always asks me if he's 3 or 4 anyway. Not because he's tall, just because he's
mature.
Just because he talks a lot.
He told me that he said, do you know that your heart hurts when you're sad?
Oh,
I was trying to explain that to him.
And I was like, that's so precious.
He says, how you feeling, mom?
I feel like every time I see Barrett, the first thing he says is some injury. Yes. He's like, I got a scratch. That's the first thing he says anytime he sees I had a Band-Aid.
He always has to tell everyone his trauma, his battle scars of that day. So that's my high, Barrett's birthday. That's fun. Got him a book that you can like write in, like a dry erase book.
Oh, I love
that. And then some letter and number magnets and a magnet board. Aww. So he hasn't opened those yet, but I think he's going to be excited. So anyway, that's fun. 3-year-old.
That's real
fun. So it just makes you think about everything. It's like when your birthday makes you think of everything.
Yeah.
Then every one of your kids' birthdays also makes you think of your whole life.
Well, and it makes you think of your birth too.
So every time you have a kid's birthday or your birthday, you like reevaluate everything.
Well, and your
think about mom.
I was gonna say, and your kids and your birthday are all within like 2 weeks of each other.
Yeah.
So you're just having this giant like period of like evaluation within 2 weeks of
it's
it.
It's your
This is like birthday central. This is such a fun 2 week span.
I love that.
From the 3rd to the 15th.
It's your birthing day, Christina.
So fun, because we have Lauren, me, Barrett, and Tristan all within 12
days.
Wow,
whole Leo squad.
Wow.
That's so fun. Okay, anyway, so that's my high and low. So next.
Kathy Lee?
My low was just that I got sick kind of at the end of last week.
The devil came for all of us in different
ways. Yeah, it was like the day that Christina was gone, or the day after. I was actually watching her kids that day, but I didn't know I was sick. I was just kind of like, oh, I feel kind of tired. Huh, whatever.
You didn't even get sick.
Yeah. No one in my house did either. It's weird. I don't know. I just got some weird thing where I just had like a pretty bad cough and was just like, just been coughing a lot. But I also had asthma as a kid, so I feel like I get coughs easily.
You so much.
Yeah. So that was definitely my low, is just not leaving the house for like days and just being like really bored.
Yes.
It's just like in these four walls, what can we do with my children? Just like I finally got out a bunch of highlighters and some paper and just let them draw. And they had a lot of fun. But then they started drawing on their clothes.
Oh.
And then I realized the highlighter said water resistant.
Oh.
Not washable.
So you got to get them like, those books where you can only draw on the book.
Oh, yeah. And I want to get them some just like kids washable markers, since they seem to just want to like Leo immediately ran over and started drawing on the outlet. So, yeah, I'm a little scared of that. But anyway, yeah, my high, I don't really. Oh, I finally left the house and went to the library.
That is a high.
And it was really fun. Wow. And I found this book. You guys are going to remember it. Imogen's Antlers.
Yes!
Do you remember?
This was like this was one of our favorite childhood books. Wait, and guys, get this. I found a library card in it from 1991.
Whoa.
Like that had like people's records, and it was like that book has been in the library since like the early 90s, and I was like this is literally from my childhood. That's
I love
crazy.
It.
It's like a little girl.
She grows antlers.
She randomly grows antlers. She's like, why do I have antlers?
And they're like putting clothing on them and stuff. That's like
funny.
I
it's actually a really funny book. Yeah, I liked it. I read it to the boys yesterday. Kind of. It's not. But 90s books are not as colorful, so they're not as engaging. I don't know. They make the colors are like muted.
You got to be older just to enjoy the story.
Yeah.
Not just see the
drama.
More about the story.
I feel like Barrett will love the drama of that one.
Yeah. When you're a certain age, that drama of that story is like.
It's so funny.
Like, what is she going to do? She has antlers.
Yeah. Creative. Okay, next.
My low is that. The Red Devil came for me.
Not the Red Devil.
Me too.
But it was so bad. Oh. I literally didn't move all day. I laid in my bed
all
day.
The Devil came for all of us in different ways.
That ain't right.
And I ordered a bunch of groceries, and I was like, laying in pain.
Mm. Oh, I did that too, actually.
That sucks.
Not good times.
That ain't right.
But now I feel good.
Good.
And my high was babysitting her son, actually, and her and daughter, but he was more the she was kind of just vibing.
Playing. Yeah,
she was just living.
Did you tell her about
was more playing
when you were looking for your mail?
Yes, she was there.
You were there? Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, she stayed there for like an hour.
Yeah, I babysat while she was in the hospital. And I was just like, there was just this one moment where we were both just laughing hysterically, me and Barrett, and I was like, this so is fun. True joy right now. Aww. And Tristan was eating her avocado toast, and me and Barrett were just cackling, and it was just so beautiful and pure, and I was like,
I love that.
The joy of motherhood.
Mm-hmm. The joy of motherhood.
Love it.
Seriously. mine are pretty simple. My high is that I went to a Big Time Rush concert that Lauren didn't go to because she was like, oh, I think I might get sick if I go. I woke up sick the next morning. And I was so sick. I'm like, did I take the sickness that she was going to have? I don't know, because I felt totally fine when I was going there. And I don't know if it just like pushed me over the edge of like a sinus infection that was already brewing. But I got a horrible sinus infection. It's still, as you can kind of tell, hanging around. And it's been like 10 days now, so that's fun. But I was not having fun. My stomach evacuated the dance floor. My nose evacuated the dance floor. Everything was just not right. That was my low. Yeah.
So high turned low.
Yeah. But I was like, if this is the price that I pay for seeing Big Time Rush, I will pay
it. It's worth it.
I will pay it.
Do it again. And again.
I will. Because they were so good.
I know, they're so
And cool. I talked to James after, and I was like, hey, like, I don't, like, it was been a while ago, so I, like, don't know if you remember me, but, like, we did a cover, like, 10 years ago. He's like, yeah, totally. And he was like, I knew you looked familiar, so I'm glad you said that, because, like, how do I know her?
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, yeah.
I was really like a child, right? Actually kind of surprises me. I feel like you would forget.
I know. I was 17.
How can you forget that cover, though? So good.
I was 17. It was my last day of high school.
I don't want to lose.
And he was like, that's one of my favorite covers
I've
ever done.
Didn't he wear like a leather jacket?
It's so good.
It is so good.
Wow. Yeah. It is. So he remembers. He's like, oh, I didn't know you guys moved here. Are you guys doing well? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, cute.
So it was fun.
That's fun. And good times.
Oh, my gosh. I met Alexa Penavega, a.k.a. Hallmark legend, and I
I
was like, I love
gosh.
Hallmark so much. She was like, wow.
Hallmark legend.
I was like fangirling over the Hallmark.
That was
the
real. Oh my gosh,
that was so
it.
intense. I was like,
you're
oh
like,
my gosh,
you are a Hallmark legend.
I was like, I love Hallmark movies. She's like, oh my gosh. I was like, yeah,
wow.
So that was really funny, and we literally stayed out until like 1 or something in the morning, and I was like, oh no, it's so late. And we walked back to the parking garage across from Ascend, and the door had the like cage thing down on it.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, are we stuck forever? But that was just the entrance, and we went around to the exit.
This has happened to me so many times after concerts. It's so scary. Like, you're like, is my car locked in forever?
Why do they?
There's always nothing. It just means they closed one of the entrances, and there's like another that's open.
Maybe because there's like no one else coming in.
They don't want anyone else coming in, yeah.
But you can get out.
Yeah. Oh, I see, I see.
But I was like, Rachel, what are we going to do? She's like, if it's closed, we'll figure out and we'll call someone.
Like, okay. They don't just lock your car in and not
I don't
tell
know.
You.
Sometimes like, people do that.
No, Ariel, I think it would knows. Say, oh, this garage closes.
Yeah, I was looking
your
at
car
the website
will be trapped.
And it didn't say. Yeah, I feel like there's got to be like a sign or warning thing that says it closed at this time.
Who could know?
Who could ever know? But yeah, so it was great. And then I was sick. And now I'm getting better.
All right, guys, we're going to get into the list. We have a whole list of things that we're gonna discuss. Maybe, what's the word I'm looking for? Debate?
Disagree?
I was gonna say argue. Debate on, is this a red flag or are you just being too picky?
I'm curious.
Now, before we start, I got to tell you, if you want to see every single full episode of the podcast, you got to join our Patreon. Patreon.com/Cimarelli. You get every single full episode because we only post every other episode half on YouTube, but you get every episode, plus you get all our past stuff. And guys, we've been going through the past stuff recently, like the old Wacky Wednesdays Lisa used to do. It is pure gold, guys. It is so good. We've been posting those on like a Throwback Thursday thing on Patreon. We also, each of us does a Q&A with you guys every single Monday. You send us your questions on Patreon only, and we do a one-on-one personal, basically Q&A with you guys on Mondays. And there's different tiers. Like one of them, you get like a birthday. I'm not even just message. We sing to you on your birthday. You get special merch.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's all sorts of things. There's a patrons only live stream where we just talk to you guys for like a half hour every single month. It's really fun. And it is the best way to support us. It really means a lot to us, and it really supports the podcast. And I know this podcast means a lot to you guys. I was reading some comments this morning, and I saw this one. This is for sure one of my favorite podcast episodes. Would love to see a list on dating and growing up. Hmm. First of all, favorite podcast episodes, so maybe you should watch that. Great episode again, and insights. This podcast has been improving my mental health.
Oh.
Now, that is huge, because wow. I can't tell you how many podcasts I listen to, and I would not say most of them have ever improved my mental health in any way, shape, or form. So that is a huge, think about what improves your mental health. That is a huge compliment.
Yeah, thank you. Wow.
Like, wow. Thank you. So I just wanted to read that. Okay, let's get into this list, ladies. So I have this list, and I'm going to read it, and we're going to debate if we have to debate it or not. Okay, number one. So is this a red flag, or are you just being too picky?
Okay.
The relationship is moving too fast.
I would say in general, my knee jerk is that it's a red flag.
Or a yellow flag for me.
Because I feel like, what are you...
Yeah, what's
moving
fast? It's like
someone's hiding something, or something's just... I don't know. I feel like fast is usually bad.
Why is it accelerating so quickly?
My aunt said to me, fast friends are bad friends, which I think applies to relationships too. Not always, but a lot of the time.
It's because so right. Trust does take time to build.
Yes.
So things could move. I don't know. There's a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too
like,
deep.
There's a lot of ways. Scenario.
Yeah. Like how? In what way are we?
There's a lot
fast?
Of ways things can move fast, but trust cannot be like forged. Right, would you say?
Yeah.
Trust takes time. Like, it takes experiences to see each other at different times of life. I don't know. So you can't, I don't know.
I don't know that it's necessarily a red flag always.
Yeah, because also it's like,
I feel like sometimes that happens, but it's not because like something's wrong. It's just like you dived in too quick and you're like, oh, it's great. And then you had to like cool it down and be like, okay. Yeah.
That's the question.
This is reality.
Is like maybe things start moving fast and then one of you is like, wait, this is going too fast. Let's.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like it's a lot of times it's like, oh, you didn't even know the person a week ago and then suddenly you're spending every minute together.
Yeah.
That could be one way. Or it could be like you're talking about marriage or saying okay, I love you. Those are some things that I think of when I think of like
I feel like also
fast.
It depends on how like what kind of phase in life you're in, because things can move faster in a not bad way. And when you're like older and you
That's
both just
true.
Know what you want, it's like you don't need to spend a million years. But like if you're younger and you're still figuring yourself out, that's definitely like could
different.
Be signs of a problem.
Well, a weird. Yeah. Okay, I'm thinking of Nick and I. It's kind of weird because it's like some things move fast and things move slow. And it's like I was talking about marriage like right away, but not like I'm going to marry you. Not that.
Yeah.
I was just talking about really serious things right away because I was just over it. And that was really good for that relationship, aka turned into my marriage. So that's kind of like fast, but I actually don't think that is fast. I actually think that's just
is
like...
Is saying your opinions on something fast?
It's kind of
no,
like...
No, I don't think that
is. Yeah, I think people would actually classify that as fast, but I think that is not. Because it's like if you go to a job interview, you don't just like the person's asking you all these questions, like what are you... I don't know what they ask, whatever. So, but it's like... They want to know like what you're thinking about like for the future and like your strengths and weaks, all these things. And if you're just like, oh, let's not talk about that.
Okay, well, I think there's a big difference.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But then in marriage, but in relationship, we don't want to do
well,
that.
Well, no, like, oh, no, there's a big difference. There's a huge difference between saying, I would like to have 4 kids. That's one thing. Okay, you like you're not saying, but there's a big difference between saying, when we have 4 kids.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Like, some people do that.
Yeah. No,
I think that's a red flag.
This one guy was telling me we're going to have 7 kids, and I was like, absolutely not. And we weren't even dating.
It's just like, I feel like that person is just trying to get in your head and like make you like excited about the future, so you overlook the present.
Yeah, there's a difference between talking about what you want and what you think about marriage and like talking about marriage versus marrying them.
Yeah, I think for me and my husband, we talked a lot about, like, I think within, like, a few weeks. Like, I was like, oh, I want to have a big family. And he was like, oh, I always see myself having, like, 4 more kids. Like, he kind of wanted that, too, and whatever.
Cute.
And he was always more serious about dating. But I don't think we even mentioned marriage to each other until it was like 9 months in, 9 or 10 months. Mm-hmm. Like, it was definitely like something we were both thinking about, but we didn't directly talk about it until then.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we were only 19.
You guys were also young, too.
And we were definitely talking about marrying each other a few months in. And I was like,
yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Definitely married.
Especially if you're not like, oh, tomorrow we're going to get married right
now. Yeah.
You know, we don't even know each other.
I mean, you guys took another, like, what, 7 or 8 years to get married?
Yeah. Okay. It's just, yeah, there's a difference. It's good to be real about what you want because, yeah, everyone needs to know where you stand on things.
Oh, yeah.
And don't waste your time with someone if you're like, oh, I really want to be a mom. And they're like, I don't even want kids. Like, you need to talk about that somewhat early if you're if you're serious about a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an interesting one. Number two. Red flag or too picky? They order food for both of you.
Red flag.
No.
I'm ordering my food.
I'm trying to think of one. This is never, only one time, this guy, we went to Starbucks, and he ordered both of us a green tea with no sweetener.
Okay,
and he's
wait,
like, you gotta get this. We're both gonna get this. And I was like, what?
That's kind of weird.
And we weren't even dating, though. I'm trying to think about.
This has never happened to me. I'm
me
so confused
this
right now.
This guy was respectful. He never really did anything sketchy, and he wasn't. He definitely has a commitment issue. Definitely does not want to. I don't even know if now he's committed. He's older than me. I don't know if he's committed at all now.
Correlate?
But he was nice, respectful, I would say good person.
I think there's a difference between being like, oh, you gotta try this.
He didn't even ask me if I wanted to get anything. He was just like, this is what we're getting, and got it.
I think that's weird.
That's a little strange. If it's good, then I'll forgive them, but if it's not, then I'd be annoyed.
Also, plain green tea.
I agree with that.
Why did you give me that?
Well, also, it depends. If they're just like, let me just do this without even asking you or
it's
saying
like,
anything.
It depends on the vibe.
That's weird. Yeah. But if they're like, oh, I've been to this place a million times. Do you want me to just order for us?
It's
like
Starbucks.
Yeah. And like, what? I don't know. I'm thinking of like a restaurant. Like,
yeah.
If they're like, oh, this place is really good. Like, some people don't know how to order sushi. No. And they're like, oh, that's really overwhelming. That's one thing. If they like kind of ask you first.
Has this happened to you guys?
No.
No, never.
I'm ordering my own food. Like,
I feel like I have a faint memory, but
if
I
someone
don't know.
Asked me because they knew what was good, I'd be like, cool, I'm not picky. So I would be open to it. But don't just do it without asking.
I've never thought about that until now. And I'm like, that is,
I think because I feel like I feel like dad's maybe done that a few times where he's like, oh, I'm going to get this for you. And I'm like, cool, it's good.
Oh,
so I'm like, I feel like, yeah, but it's like that same kind of vibe of like, ooh, let me get you something good. I'm like, okay.
I will say I do remember the time a guy and I went on a date and he got to the coffee shop early and just ordered himself a drink, but I think that was because he didn't want to buy mine. Just like,
down.
He didn't want to buy you a drink?
I literally didn't want to buy you like coffee. $4 coffee. Oh my gosh.
Down. Where are you getting $4 coffee for now?
And then he left after like an hour to go walk his dog.
In this day and age, wasn't it probably like $3?
It was at Frothy Monkey, so.
Okay.
Okay. This is probably like $5.
This is confusing, actually. Your gut is telling you no way. It's confusing to me.
I don't know. It depends on your gut.
I'll tell you why it's confusing to me. Because I was so out of touch with my gut. So with Nick, my gut, I thought, was kind of telling me no way. Well, I was like, nope, absolutely not. But then I had another gut, and I was like, which one is which? That was like this feeling of peace that was like, you feel like safe with this guy. And I wrote this in my journal. I have a journal entry about it when I was 19 about that. So then I was realizing, I was saying like, do you ever, I think I read this so many times, I can't remember it. It was like, do you ever get a gut feeling of something? And then you get a gut feeling that your gut feeling is wrong.
You which wrote one? This to your journal?
Yes.
Hey, do you ever?
I was like, which one is right? Which one is right? And the gut feeling that my gut feeling was wrong was right. Because I do think your gut knows, absolutely. But then I think my gut knew that the thing I was saying was my gut was not my gut.
I think you can tell what you think deep inside. Because I've had things where I'm like, I want to break up with this person, but I'm convincing myself that I don't want to.
So yeah, it's like, I think generally your gut is telling the facts.
Yeah, and you might be convincing yourself otherwise.
You know what? Sometimes, I don't know, what is it? Is it your gut is telling you no way, like this ain't it? But it's really telling you like, I do not want to commit to this person because I'm really scared. It's not necessarily telling you like, this is a really bad person and bad idea.
Yeah.
Or just you're not ready maybe for that.
Like, yes. I was scared to commit to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not but your gut can tell you, we are scared of this person because they're whack.
No, I mean guys who weren't as whack. Looking back, there was some more stable guys who I was like, ugh, absolutely not. And then other ones I was like, oh yeah, that's who I should go for. And it's like, why was I... It was the commitment fears. We have a really good episode on that. What is it called?
Oh, yeah. Relationship anxiety.
Guys, the relationship anxiety, I'm telling you, I've gotten messages that it changed people's life. I'm dead serious because there are some huge things that we have learned that we share in that episode. You have to watch that. If you're like scared or you keep like finding yourself attracted to people who are unavailable and you're like, why does that keep happening? It's just a weird coincidence. It's not. Go watch that episode. They talk badly about their exes. Red flag.
Red flag. That's like
kind of weird. Well, okay, yeah. Especially if you're in the beginning of a relationship and they're like, oh. Like, if you've like known someone for a while and they're like, yeah, this was really toxic relationship. It's like,
that's
okay.
Then
they're like opening
bad,
up about it.
There's a difference between saying, I was in this toxic relationship. Like, this was the dynamic. This is what was happening. Versus just trashing your exes over and over and over.
Yeah.
That is very different.
It's like when there's this like malicious
almost like
thing
delighting
to it
and
of like, oh, she's crazy, blah, blah. It's like, why are you like happy to say that though? Like, I'm never like, oh, he was so crazy. Like, I'm like, yeah, it was really hurtful
sometimes
to me.
I have to say, if anyone is watching,
that's only to the girls.
I have a tip for anyone watching if this happens to you. This is a good tip because I didn't know this. So this one guy that I dated, this was a very toxic situation. And he had constructed this narrative. And I didn't realize that he was manipulating me with it until after the fact because I was only 17, 18. So he said, every girl I've ever been with has dumped me. And I was like, aw. And I felt bad for him. And that's what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to feel really
bad. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, why has everyone dumped you?
And I was like, oh, he's got his heart broken. I don't even know what I was thinking. So he constructed this narrative and he would say that and then kind of talk about how his exes were like so bad and how they just dumped him and they hurt him and blah, blah, blah. And it was his like way of doing this whole pity thing, this weird thing.
Ew.
I don't, well, okay. And then, yeah, when he wanted to break up, he got me to break up with him rather than breaking up with me. And then he got mad at me. He got mad at me when I was telling people it was mutual because I was trying to let him, like, save face, really is what I was trying to do. And then he literally called me and was like, I heard you are telling people that it was mutual, but you broke up with me. Oh, after we were broken up. And I was
like, I need to control the narrative.
That was when it clicked and I was like, oh, yeah, because exactly. Because I didn't
use it like, as
why would you want? Oh, that's what you want. So that at that point, I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like the biggest red flag is specifically making themselves the victim. Like them talking about their exes and they were the victim of this horrible person over and over. Like, that's definitely, like, you can tell a story of, like, oh, I had these really toxic relationships. That's one thing. But, like, ugh, this poor me.
And they should
these
say
these horrible women
changed.
Just ruined my life. It's like, well, you dated them. Yeah. Like, you got to kind of own up for, like, oh, like, you have to own up for your partner, I guess, instead of just always being the victim.
Yeah, it takes two to tango. That phrase, it's really an inconvenient truth, I have to say.
Oh, such an inconvenient truth.
It does take two to tango.
Like, if they have a whole parade of toxic exes through the streets, like, they should have a whole, like, what is that called? Dissertation as to why they have changed.
Exactly.
Because you know what's going to happen. You're going to be another parade member.
Well, I'm thinking
myself.
When
you break up.
I had a parade of toxic exes, and I deeply was trying to dive into every last thing I could to figure out what is wrong with me. I was trying to figure it out, which I did figure out a lot. We talked about that in that relationship anxiety episode. But yeah, like with him thinking of like, what role was I playing? Like, okay, so he's trying to manipulate me and all this stuff. And then I'm continuing to like, buy him lunch, drive him around, excuse this, excuse that, blah, blah, blah.
Because you don't want to be one of those mean girls.
I'm doing all this extra stuff. And it's like, why? I can be like, no, too much at some point, which I did. I realized and I made that decision in the future. I'm like, not doing that next time. Not going to happen. No one's going to take advantage of me like that. And no one took advantage of me like that ever again. So you do have to realize, it takes two to tango here. What steps was I taking in this? Okay, next one. They are overly positive to the point of being dismissive.
You can speak to this one.
I was like, wow, has anyone had a more like you specific have version of this experience? Yeah, I always have talked about the guy that I dated who would say, you're too blessed to be stressed.
No, I'm too stressed to be blessed, honey.
I think he was very like well-meaning and was trying to like be positive and helpful. But I just remember being like, I felt very dismissed, like, so I'm not allowed to talk about my problems because because I have blessings too.
Yeah.
And I just remember it being kind of like, no, like this is like, I remember feeling really angry.
Because that is a real red flag. It's like they're not comfortable with you having feelings. You're like, no, just be happy. Don't cry. Everything's great. Aren't you grateful?
There are certain people that like cannot handle, they say negativity, but it's like, it's really just feelings.
Yeah. And it's like, wait, that was a good one.
No, there's people that are like, vibes only. And they're usually very passive aggressive.
That was such a good quote. You can't handle negativity, but it's really just feelings.
Yeah, it's that like people who label everything that they don't like because they're afraid of it as negativity. Ooh, and I feel like that's a huge sign of being very emotionally immature. And let me, hate to break it to you, honey, I'm thinking of this like surfer guy for some reason who's like, good vibes. I don't even know who, I'm not thinking of anyone in particular. Life is hard. And bad things happen. And you got to be able to be in the trenches with someone. And I've definitely had friends that have dated guys like this too, where it's just like, it feels like when bad things are happening, they just aren't present to the person they're dating, or they're just kind of like, you're just stressing me out. Like, oh, you're like adding to my, like, I already have too much on my plate. It's like they can't handle anything.
Ew. Oh my gosh.
So,
that in marriage,
marriage is hard, and wait, kids are hard, and life is hard.
Yeah, wait till you have a kid and your kid is crying or your kid is mad. What are you going to do then?
I think it's good just
to
like,
you're too blessed to be stressed.
It's better to me to be able to be someone or be, or there should be at least one person in the relationship. I feel like I'm the person in this relationship, and there's usually one who, even in the hard times, they're able to just see like, okay, we're going to get through this, or like there's some hope or something. But that's very different than being like, oh, we can't be negative. Like, just the toxic positivity.
I have to say, I've never dated any guy like this. I think as soon as they exhibit this, as soon as they exhibit this, I have lost all attraction whatsoever to them.
Because then you find yourself having to prove
you have
that things matter to you and that things hurt. And it's so annoying.
Yeah, that definitely happened to me.
Okay. Me too.
Easy one. They're rude to the waiter, taxi driver. That is, once again, as soon as that happened, I would lose all
attraction. Okay, I was going to say, I feel like that's like the classic thing that people say when dating, but I'm like,
I've never seen
Have you ever dated anyone like that? Because I never have.
No, I've never seen it. When someone's like exceptionally like, nice, personable with people like that, I'm like, whoa. Like hey man, how's it going? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Love that.
I can't really relate to that, but because I always dated introverts, but
Nick
and I, like, I always think about this when we're at restaurants, we are way too nice, I feel like. We're like overly
Nick
nice.
Nick is so nice.
We're like, oh yeah, sure. No, like they come over, they're like, sorry, we're both of us. No problem. Oh, no problem. Not at all. No problem at all. Like, why are we both
You both have completely the wrong food. You're like, it's great.
Yeah. No, that's what we would.
Would you guys ever like say if you had the wrong food?
I would say, Nick wouldn't say it. I would definitely be like, okay. But I'd be so nice to be like,
I'm so sorry.
I actually ordered this or whatever. And Nick would be like, oh, it's fine. I'll just eat this.
I would probably say it, but I would try to be really nice and not be like rude about it.
I was excited about my food.
Yeah. Well, usually because they put something on it that I absolutely hate, like mayonnaise or something.
Yeah.
I really can't eat this.
Yeah.
I will die. I'd be like, I have an allergy to mayonnaise. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't say that.
Oh, this is obvious. They're evasive about questions you ask them.
Yes, that is a red flag.
Red flag. You know what I learned is also a red flag is someone that refuses to talk about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. It is a red flag.
Mm-hmm. You are the only one making plans.
That's a red flag.
Stop doing that. That's your red flag, actually. Stop doing that.
I have to say, I can think that's so true. I can think of one situation where this actually turned out. My friend, she was like asking me for advice about this guy back in our early 20s. And she's like, oh, he just never like asked me to hang out or makes plans or anything. But he's like really nice and blah, 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 whatever. And she's like, I keep being the one to ask him. And I was like, well, what's his birth order? And she's like, he's the baby. And I was like, well, maybe you should it's okay to take the initiative, but then like talk to him about that, whatever. And I just saw they got married. This is like 10 years later.
Whoa.
It doesn't 100% always turn out bad, I will say. Yeah. But
you have to talk to them.
You can't be one-sided.
You got to talk to them. Yeah. You got to talk about it like, which is you taking the initiative again, but you got to say like, hey, well, you got to ask me to hang
out. Sometimes it's like, if you're always the one asking, you don't even give them a chance. Maybe they were about to ask, exactly. But you beat them to
true.
It.
That's true. I have dated many men that are allergic to planning, and it's a lot.
Yeah, that
it's
ain't
not right.
I think a lot of time, at least for myself and my friends, I feel like, it's women are more likely to like make excuses for men not making plans, and they're like, oh, they're just really busy, oh, they have this,
he's just not romantic type.
And it's like, listen, maybe he is really busy or not romantic, but like,
is that what you want?
You just need someone that just doesn't have a problem with that, because it's just, it always is a red flag. They're not available for you for whatever reason. It's just,
yeah. And maybe they just are not good at planning, and so they're just gonna have to learn, and then it'll be fine.
It seems like you have nothing in common.
Oh,
not a red flag, I don't think.
I don't know what that means. Like, what? Like,
how do like you maybe they? I'm interpreting
can't
as
relate on anything.
What have really different about? Like interests? Maybe.
Yeah.
What do you talk like, about if you have nothing in common?
I'm living it. Skater boy. Wait, he was a punk. She did ballet.
What more
like
can you
that?
Say?
Yeah.
I don't think that's red flag.
I mean, for me, I've literally living that experience. I don't think my husband and I could be much more different. Like, in terms of, we grew up completely different. He went to public school. I was homeschooled. Big family. Only child.
He doesn't listen to music.
He doesn't listen to music.
That's
well,
a red
actually,
flag.
He does listen to music. Somehow he knows every song. And I'm like, how do you know that song? And he's like, I just do. And I'm like, when do you listen to music? And he's like,
do.
Can't say. And I'm like, what? He won't tell me, but he knows every
okay,
song.
Okay, so he secretly
but
listens
maybe
to
he's
music.
And
on the
he's
on the
like, sports, 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 like, not artistic at all. He did write me a poem early on in dating, which was really cute. And I cried in Walmart.
Of course.
And I read that. But, yeah, just very, like, we grew up really different. Our families are really different. Like, his family's super introverted and quiet. Our family's really loud. Like, just everything was, and he grew up in New York, I grew up in California. I don't even really know what we have that's the same. Like, everything's so different, but
it's the values.
It's more, yeah, I feel like
that's
our values are so similar. He's so family-oriented and loyal and, like, just has, like, such a good heart. And I feel like the differences were a strength and are a strength because of how, like, I don't know. I just feel like he has such a different perspective that I really respect. And it's made me open my mind. And I feel like we've kind of come to the middle a little bit more coming from such different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's made me a better person to be like, because there are definitely times where I was like very harsh about my beliefs or whatever. And I definitely regretted that and realized like that's not the way to approach people. So I don't know. I think I've just kind of realized like, differences actually can be a strength. I think people are really afraid of differences. And it's like, I need to marry someone that has the exact same religion, political views, background, this, that. And like, obviously you want to be aligned on your values. I do think that's very important. But there's certain things that maybe are not as important as you think. And having different experiences can really enrich your relationship because you come together as one person who have like, I don't know. It's just, I think it can be a strength if it's not like a big tension point, which it also can be.
Mm. Trying to think of one. I don't know if anyone thinks of, I don't think people think of this as a red flag or picky or people even think about this, but one thing is like the amount that you versus them like to be like social and also what kind of experiences you are drawn to versus them. Mm. There's like two types of people,
oh,
I would say.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like the type that loves like the opening day of things and like the big event
amusement parks
and the big like whatever like the current event thing is and like restaurants in like the most like packed times, which my dad loves that.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa likes stuff like this too.
Ooh, I don't like that. I'm like, let's go when there's no one there.
Yeah,
like a cozy quiet.
There's people who like to go when there's literally no one there, which Nick and I are both that person.
And
it is
Max
so
and I are too, actually.
It is so satisfying.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, when can we go when there will be no one and it'll be like not packed? Because I hate that so much. It's so overwhelming.
I am in the middle on that, I think.
But our parents are opposite on that. And my mom said in the beginning of the relationship, he'd be like, oh, this restaurant looks great. It's full of people. There's a line out the door. And she'd be like, oh, no, this restaurant looks horrible. There's a line of people out the door.
Yeah, see, I would be like that. I'm like, oh, I don't want to stand
and
that
And they
line.
Could not agree because then they'd go to like something she likes and he'd be like, oh, this is so boring. Go to something he likes, you'd be like, oh, this is so overstimulating. So now I feel like they do half and half because they do go to like a lot of like really popular places on popular nights, mm-hmm. but then they also go places on not as popular nights and times. So I feel like they do both now.
Are you a funny. No one's there kind of guy?
Or
are you in
you
the middle?
Know, handle? I do both. I'm pretty like even with that.
Yeah, I
kind
feel
of like
I am
what's
too.
That word? Versatile.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you
it
are
It depends
too.
On the day.
I ain't versatile. I mean, I could handle it like 10%.
As long as I'm not parking the car, I'm
If I was married to someone who wanted to do this all the time, I don't know how I would survive. I really don't.
Yeah.
I feel
like
it would
oh my
drain
gosh, me too. Oh no.
That sounds like I'm.
That
sounds
like
introvert.
Like the Disney adults or like the people that like live for Disney and they'll wake up early. And like go like morning to night. That is my absolute nightmare. I would hate that so much. It's just too much.
Okay, what about this? You're not sure they have any hobbies.
You're not sure?
Maybe you need
that
to
means
ask them.
No.
You don't think they have hobbies? Yeah, I don't know why they word it like that. You're pretty sure they don't have hobbies.
That's not like
I
a
don't
red
think that's
flag.
That's a red flag.
It's just like a little bit of a yellow flag, maybe.
But to me, that's not going to work.
It just speaks of someone that might be a little sad.
It's a bit a bit of the depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone needs hobbies. Mm.
So that's more of like a mental health
well,
red flag
it could
for
also,
your own mental health.
It could also be perhaps. Maybe also not great, but someone who's just very work focused.
Yeah.
And they're just working all the time and they don't really have energy for hobbies.
Okay.
And that can also be not. I feel like in general that's not the
it's
best.
A mental health red flag.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, now let's just go through a few things that we've seen in us or maybe just like our friends where it's like something we realize we're being really picky about it and we're almost treating it as if it were a red flag. That is the problem. When people will treat things, people, okay, I'll say one. Girls will sometimes treat a man's height like it is a red flag.
Yes!
Oh. They're like, oh, he's under 6 feet, which that is insane to even say this. Absolutely no. As if that is a red flag.
Yeah, honey, only 15% of the population is over 6 feet. So like, you're canceling out, what's the math on that?
Well, height, but
85%.
Height is not a red
what
flag.
What is that to do with anything?
It has nothing to do with anything. I don't care if he is shorter than you. You're not going to find that really.
No.
It is
listen,
not a red
Nicole
flag.
Nicole Kidman, she does it. She has shorter men and she looks great.
Just don't, guys. I've met plenty of really attractive guys who are my height or maybe even slightly shorter than me, which
yes.
is that's
and
shorter
how tall
for a
are you,
guy.
5'6"?
And I'm 5'6". And they were and not once was I thinking, oh, I wish he was taller.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Just go for it, guys. If you've been
If they're over 6 feet, that's a red flag for me.
That's gonna be
I
difficult for you.
I swipe
too
left.
Picky.
I
He's
swipe
like,
left.
Over 6 feet. Yikes. Okay,
I'm
what else
scared
do you think?
Of it. Oh, one is a random one is like age. Like when people think, like I've had some friends that think that someone that's like a year or two younger is way too young.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my like, gosh.
Wait, that's
I
so
have
true.
Never thought that was a problem.
Unless
some
you're
people
like
do.
18, like once you get into your 20s, like if they're
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, if they're a year or two
if they're
younger.
Like three, like
even
I would
three.
Cap it off at like four or three younger, but
well,
like.
It depends on the age.
Yeah.
If you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
You can go 5.
Yeah.
6, depending.
Yeah. But some people are like, oh, that's just like nothing younger than me.
Yeah, people be like, 1 year is like.
Yeah.
Okay, don't do that. Come on. You could be missing out on so many people who are like slightly shorter than you thought and slightly younger or slightly older. I don't know if people put as much of a cap on older, but slightly
I don't think
younger.
They do. It's weird.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. You could be totally
also,
missing out.
I think in general, something that gets really like probably worse in the age of like online dating and stuff is seeing people as like a resume and just being like oh like these are the list of qualities I have to have and if they don't have this I'm like completely crossing them off the list. We have to have the same political, we have to have the same religious, we have to have the same background, saying this like obviously again this is just my opinion so take it or leave it, but I do think it's very important to be aligned on values. But I remember watching like the Indian matchmaking show on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
And a couple of the other like matchmaking type shows. And it's just interesting, like some people have such a specific, like, I remember on that show they were like, I want someone who's like from this specific region, and like other regions are,
oh,
like,
the Jewish matchmaking, the guy's like, I want a girl with blonde hair and blue eyes, and she's like, we're in
Israel.
Yeah,
it can be like, okay, the more you, okay? Like, the more you narrow it down, you could be missing out on a really great person that isn't exactly like the box of what you think you need. I don't know. I think it's just so much more important to be with someone that you feel has good values and that you trust and feel safe with emotionally. Like, to me, that's like the core most important thing in a relationship. And obviously values are important. They definitely are. But some, I think you have to kind of discern, like, are you literally narrowing the dating pool so much that you're going to find this like hyper specific person that's like, I don't even know. I just think you can make it way too hard for yourself if you're like that specific.
Well, yeah, and I feel like some people are really specific about like looks and like style.
Just about to go
and
on a rant about looks.
I don't understand that. Maybe you guys do somehow, because maybe I'm more versatile of a person, but I don't understand being like, this is the one look that I like. That's insane to me.
Yeah.
How do you not find,
I
like,
liked many a different type of man.
Different people attractive.
I have such a rant on looks that I have to say, because that is my number one problem with people, because looks are going to change and fade over time. Mm-hmm. So it's really a problem when people are like, I only like blondes. I'm like,
how is that real?
What people say that, or they're like, I'm looking for someone.
I can't remember even ever meeting a blonde man.
Okay, I don't think
isn't Alex our brother? Isn't he used to be blonde?
Okay, whatever. I don't think you should have any, just hear me out. Okay, I'll explain it. I don't think you should have not one looks related preference at all. Not one preference. Not one. Because every blonde man doesn't look the same. Every
hard pressed.
Every whatever height. Whatever, they don't look the same. It's when you meet, it's just, okay, here's the problem. Everyone is so close-minded. Like, you meet someone, you talk, you speak to them, you get the vibe, you start talking to them, and then you figure out, oh my gosh, I'm attracted to this person. You see them do something, say something. It has
their character.
So little to do with their clothes, their hair color, anything about them, just nothing to do with it. And when you're talking about like style, for instance, so at this point in my life, I know basically, like, you've met so many people, and it's like, okay, so people who are in this kind of genre tend to not really like me, or I tend to not really like them. Doesn't mean I'm guaranteed to not like them, but you like can learn that over time, right? Like, oh yeah, this kind of genre of person tends to be my type of person, right? Mm-hmm. But that's because it's like a reflection, like you've learned that over time. It's not because you're like, ooh, I like this type of aesthetic. Like Nick, when I met him, he didn't have the aesthetic that I liked at all. I don't even know what I liked, honestly, but Nick did not have what I liked at all. Not even close to what I liked. And now it's like my fave aesthetic of all is that.
I love that.
Which is the construction man aesthetic.
I love the construction man
number
aesthetic.
Number one aesthetic of all time, construction man aesthetic.
Agreed.
You know, it's like, so, well, there's a lot of different versions of it, but it's like the neon long sleeve shirt.
Yes.
The pants that are absolutely within an inch of their life. The shoes, the boots, whatever, so dirty, whatever. That is number one fave.
Oh, and a hat. Oh.
Number one fave.
It's a great
but,
one.
But yeah, it's like that's
you
just
wouldn't
what,
have known that.
What I've learned over time tends to be like what works for me, you know, whatever. I mean, that's, I'm married. But it's just, yeah, to be like, oh, this, I need a guy who dresses like this, who looks like this. Like, guys, looks change so much as you get older. Just that's
really
my biggest bone to pick with people. And that's what sucks about like online dating, whatever. Oh, but I mean, you gotta meet people, but it's like, oh, you need to talk to people. There's so many, you guys could all relate to this, right? There's so many guys you've talked to and you've been like, what? And then after you talk to them just a little bit, you're like, whoa, attractive. And then so many guys who you will probably, if there's like a really good looking, whatever, attractive looking guy, it's like, I'll probably be able to acknowledge that forever. He's probably never going to lose that. But you just lose all attraction is what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
All attraction to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just completely gone. And if you were like, if it's like the one guy you met, who you were like, whoa, I'm attracted to this guy, but he's definitely not my like physical looks type, whatever, versus other guy who's really physically attractive, but you've lost all like emotional attraction whatsoever and you had to pick one, you'd pick the other guy every single freaking time. But if you saw them both on a dating app, mm-hmm. you'd pick the one and you might swipe left on the other one.
Yeah.
It's just so sad.
And Max and I had like a really deep conversation about this the other night about like aging and like women and men and attraction and like dating. And I don't know. Really what we got to the end of our conversation was like, everyone is just going to become old one day. And no matter how many procedures you get, you cannot you can't change aging. Your skin is going to wrinkle. Your hair is going to turn gray or white. Yeah, you could dye it. But I feel like after a certain point, that starts to look kind of weird. And like your skin gets sunspots. Like there's things that are just coming for everyone.
Like this is not us. This whole thing is this isn't me.
This is just your outer shell. But the person on the inside is who's going to be there for decades. Yeah. And if you really want to be with someone, it's almost like you need to kind of make yourself blind and don't think about the way they look. Because obviously you need to be attracted to them. That is important. But beyond
but you're
that,
not going to date someone you're not attracted to.
They're just going
to
keep changing. Exactly. Their body will change with age, with motherhood, pregnancy. Like, there's so many different things. They could get an illness. They could get an accident. Like, there's so many different things that can change someone's physical. So you really need to just love the person for who they are, not their accomplishments, not the way they are on paper, all these resume type things. It's like the soul of the person. That's the most important.
Looking for a beautiful soul.
Yes.
Yes, McCartney. You need to be looking for an absolutely beautiful soul. You need to be able to strip everything away, which is kind of hard, but, and it's hard with your hormones too, but like strip everything away and be like, what is this soul of this person that I'm looking at right now? What is the soul? What are they doing? You know, that sucks. People look at, they'll be like, oh, their job, they're doing this. Oh, their looks, they're doing this. Oh, they said
have
this
much money.
They said this like, sweet thing to me. They did this, they did that. But really, if you like strip that all away and you're like, who are they? Like, what is their character? What are they doing with their time? Like, what is the beauty level of their actual soul? That is what truly matters. And that's what you're going to, that's what you're going to want when you're in those hard times in marriage, in motherhood. Like, you want a beautiful soul to be your partner, not just this person who's blonde because you like blondes.
Well, and for me, it's like when someone displays the characteristics of like a beautiful soul, that's when I'm the most attracted to them.
Yeah.
The beauty on this inside like, shines its way onto the
that
face.
That is so kind. Like, especially when someone loves you, like, in a really shocking way where you're like, oof, that was so caring. Mm-hmm. That was so kind. It's like, wow. Like, that's when I'm the most attracted to someone.
You know what? Yeah. In this book, it says, I remember reading this when I was younger, and it says, like, women, I don't know about men, what the deal is, so I don't even want to speak on what, I don't know. But it was saying for women, which I hope it's the same for men, but it didn't say that. But for women, it said, women are attracted to men based on when they see them do something. It'll be the way they said hi to that person, the way they asked that person this, the way they helped that person with that.
Yeah, it's
they
like a quality coming through.
A man do something, and that is what sparks the attraction for a woman. I hope that's the same for men. But that is what it, and I was like, that
makes sense.
Is true. We see a man and then we see him do something. And that's what it is.
Yeah, there's just these everlasting qualities. Another one is humor. Mm. It's like, and I think my mom actually, did mom say this to you too? I feel like mom has said this to all of us. Like, I thought this was such like simple but solid dating advice of like, if you're gonna be with someone forever, like you're gonna spend a lot of time just like talking to them. So find someone that you just really enjoy talking with. It's such a simple thing, but I think there's so many elements to that of like wit and humor and like the way you see life and the way your conversations take turns together, like that you can be a good match, or with someone where you just kind of keep hitting walls and you're like, this is so awkward. Like all those other things that are more superficial melt away for like that connection that it really can't be. I don't know how you'd even describe it, but it's just a connection that you have with someone.
So to sum that up, we're just saying, you know, be vigilant about these red flags. That guy, that blonde guy with the pretty eyes.
I'd be hard-pressed to name one blonde person.
He'll trick you.
Guys, I've never heard about blonde. Who cares what color their hair is?
Justin Bieber.
Okay, anyway, we're saying be vigilant about the red flags. Keep your eyes wide open.
Oh, also, don't make your red flag them liking you. Because that's one that I think a lot of people have. They're like, oh, like it's a subconscious one, but it's there. It's like, oh, red flag, they like me.
At a certain point in my life, that was a red flag, I have to say.
It is.
If he liked me, I was like, you have a problem.
Too easy.
Yeah.
Like, you got a problem.
Why would you tell
that? No, I'm saying it was a red flag.
It's like, you have bad taste.
Yeah, you have a problem. You want a woman to run away from you. Why is that? But we're saying, take a look at what you've been picky about, and maybe that has been the thing that's like keeping you from finding someone. And I would say, if you're on dating apps, I have scrolled many dating apps for other people.
Yeah.
I dated before the time, but I would say look in a guy's eyes and just try to look for kind eyes. Just scroll through and look for kind eyes. That's about all you can do.
I feel like that actually does
translate. It sounds weird, but it really works.
Kind eyes do translate through pictures.
Do not say, is this a good looking guy? Just go, kind eyes.
What's the look in the eye?
Does he have the dead eyes?
Oh, yeah, you don't want that. Right.
A lot of them have the dead eyes, I'm telling you. Just look for kind eyes. True. That's what I would do if I was on a dating app right now. And that's what I do when I would scroll for them.
It's true. It's so true.
That's what I would do.
Okay. It translates in pictures, I'm telling you.
So that's my hack from someone who has never dated online and has no experience. That's my hack for you. Okay, so let's go to our five perspectives. The question, we each give our perspective. It's called five perspectives because Lisa is supposed to be here and she's not, well, how do I say that? Not least supposed to be here. Lisa is a part of this group, but she's not right now because I didn't say this at the beginning. She's supporting her husband through his cancer treatments, which are going well.
Very
well. If you haven't seen the update.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
The recent update, which I can't remember the exact details, but they're going well.
Really well.
So that's a good update. We should mention that recently. So yeah, thank you for your prayers on that. They are going very well. Anyway, our perspectives on this question. Do you prefer being the driver or the passenger?
Passenger.
Driver.
Passenger.
It depends on how good of a driver.
Because A, people make me car sick because they're too jerky with their driving. And B, if I'm driving, I can play the music and no one can criticize it because I'm driving.
What?
I am so...
And three, I can leave at any time because I have the car.
Yeah, and you can make everyone leave.
Oh, that's true. I think I'm set the rules. I think I'm same as Lauren.
Okay. I feel like everyone would think I'd be driver, but I'm passenger.
Yeah, you don't drive.
You're I'm passenger.
You're like my underlings drive for me.
Yeah, yes. I need to have a driver, which is my siblings. As soon as they could start driving me, I was like, I don't want to drive. You do the driving.
Yeah, I'm a passenger princess till I die.
Me too.
In every situation.
Absolutely. I mean, Nick, I have to say, I've driven Nick, I think, once or twice. And how long have I known him? 14 years?
Whoa.
See, driving?
I have driven him once, I think.
Is my hobby. I love driving.
I don't.
That's the thing. It's so
like
fun. Driving.
It's fun. I also like washing my car.
I just don't.
I just feel like nothing.
I like to have a moment of not doing
And
things.
This is not in a bad, and not in a mean way, but I don't think anything gives me the like bigger ick than driving a man around.
That's true. And after my first, you know what? After the toxic relationship I mentioned, when I was driving him around, I think after that I'm like, I am never driving a man again.
It just gets,
it's
I don't
one
know.
Thing if they're like, yikes. Can't drive. I'm like, okay. But if you're like, oh, I'm going to take you for a country drive. Let me show
that's
you where
different.
I go. That's
no.
fun.
I'm like, oh, Nick, okay. I'm going to show you something.
And you drive.
Turn this way.
No, yeah. I don't want to do that. That's too hard for me to try to navigate the whole time. Like, I'll just navigate myself.
No, I'll tell you to turn.
Also, I'm like, I never want the guy to tell me anything about my driving. So I'm like, well, you can't because you're never in the car when I drive. So that's actually true. I've never tried, guys.
That's
never.
Funny.
Yep, that's it. So let's go to Sister Spotlight. Where each week a different sister gets a spotlight on her. We have Get Real with Christina, Sappy or Sassy with Kath, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Current Crisis, Lauren's Take, and this week the sister is Ding!
Red Robin.
I forgot who it was. Amy!
Hey guys!
Red Robin. What was that? What does that mean?
Just came out.
Wait, is that a real
the
song?
Theme song for the restaurant.
Wait, so why
Red
is it Red
Robin?
Why are you Red Robin? I don't really get the joke. This week, this is Chris Red Robin. That's like anything you could have said.
Sorry, guys, I don't know.
Yeah, are you okay? Amy already has a cough from like her asthma or whatever in her normal life, so that's why we're not really batting an eyelash when she coughs.
My sinus thing kind of went down into my lungs a little bit. It's not bad, but when I talk and like do a lot of breathing and laugh, it's
red
just, yum. Anyway,
that was unexpected.
Today,
that was. Red Robin. I still don't get it.
I think I just don't really have inhibitions right now. Anyway, so
okay, Red
today
Robin.
We're going to do a pros and cons list. And this pros and cons list is about breakups. You know, not because I'm going through anything personally, pros? But just because it's 'tis the season. Pros it's end of summer breakup time, is it not?
Oh, I don't think I've heard pros
of
breakups.
What's the opposite of cuffing season?
It's breakup season.
Cuffing season?
I feel like end of summer and after the hull, or is there another one besides end of summer?
I don't know.
And beginning of summer?
The breakup spring. Season?
Yeah.
Yes, before
spring
Valentine's
is
Day. Right after the holidays
is
breakup
gosh.
Season.
Okay.
People are like, oh, just make it the holidays. I already got her a present, and then they make it through, and then they break up with
it
her.
It ain't right.
That's
okay.
A thing. Just saying.
So we're just going to name some pros and cons of breakups, guys.
All
okay.
Right.
Pro, you're free. You're so free. You can do anything you want. You don't have to report to anybody. Reportment? No.
Report?
Nothing.
What?
No one knows
you
where you're
free.
Going. You're
yes.
free to vibe. You're free. You have so much more time. You can do so many more things in life. So, like, freedom.
You can have a hobby.
Other con, you're free. You have too much freedom. Like, it's
too
a
much
lot.
Time.
Too much time. Too much untetheredness, but still, it's still fun.
I see.
Con, you cry a lot. And that is not fun. That's a con. Pro, you get to have a post-breakup glow-up. How fun is that?
That's so true.
It's so fun.
Is that
fun.
A real thing?
Yes.
I feel like I never had that. Man,
you like
no,
I don't
it's
think
like
I ever had
you
dye
like
your hair,
work
you
on yourself,
hair.
And you're like, oh, I've had all these realizations, and you're like, I'm back better than ever.
Yeah, it's like a glow up. It's so fun. I feel like there's something kind of magical in the sadness of being in a breakup. It like feels like you're really living. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Con, you have to date again, and it's so dumb. I hate it. You're like. Ooh, do I swipe? Do I dare? Ooh, that's not, it's not fun.
Do
but
I dare?
But, pro, you get to meet a new guy.
Yes.
And that's a pro. That's
woo!
Fun. Con, you get a little annoyed at yourself because you just talk about them all the time. At least I always get so annoyed. And you don't want to annoy your friends. But pro, you have a bunch of new stories that you get to tell. And really, really make them
from
make
the
most
dating,
of them.
The dating escapade.
It's so fun to have all these weirdo stories. And you're like, this guy did this.
Okay.
Let's see. Con, you just have so much more time, as I already said. But you just get to do a whole new you. It's like a new start, which is a con at the same time because like new starts are scary. But it's a pro because you get to move on. Get hotter, get better.
Oh.
Like, learn stuff.
Oh.
Get, you know, you can get emotionally hotter, you know. Side note, I saw a thing that was saying if a girl cuts her hair after the breakup, she broke up with you. But if she dyes it, you broke up with her.
Interesting.
Like, they broke up with her. It's a very interesting.
Interesting.
Question.
That's not true.
So, what are they saying? They're saying cutting is like. I'm taking a step. I'm starting fresh, and then
and dying,
dying
is like I'm
look at the pain.
No,
I've
I
been
think
caused.
It just means dying your hair means they ruined you, and cutting means you're like I'm
you ruined
lost
them?
Dead weight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I love it.
What does it mean that I always cut my hair cut really short while I was dating a bunch of different guys?
Wait, Lisa cut her hair.
I always
yeah,
cut
she was
really
like
short.
Lost dead weight.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh man, I wish Lisa could weigh in on this. She would have a lot
of
opinions.
And like and that's not true for every situation, obviously. And then
I can see it though.
You get to do a post breakup hair change.
Oh yeah.
That is a pro. That's fun.
I didn't do that.
You get
that.
To do a new look, a new you.
Do
you get to find yourself. You get to have fun. Like it's honestly a really fun season in a lot of
like
weird
vacation.
Ways.
You're
yeah.
Like,
oh, they say girls always do like.
And then you cry when you're alone because you cry when you're alone on vacation too. So true.
they say, and so I'm not a girl, they say that girls, because I didn't do this, always are like, oh, I'm going to do the thing with my hair that he hates, whatever.
Yes.
Like, oh, he hates colored hair, I'm going to do that. Oh, he hates whatever, I'm going to do the, I don't know. Actually, I've heard that. I don't know.
I think that's very true.
It happens. I haven't had a guy have any opinions on hair in my life ever.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just so fun to get a new vibe, a new look.
Oh, wait, Lisa said that too.
Yeah,
she's not who I'm talking about, but she said that the one guy hated short hair and didn't want her to have short hair because she'd been talking about it for a while. I think she says it's in her why I cut off all my hair video, and then she's like, well, screw that, and then shaved her head.
I love it.
Yes, she was doing a big screw you.
So yes, even though it sucks, you think you're never going to date again, men are evil, horrible, blah, 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 not great time, it's also a great time. Mm-hmm. So there's just a wild, wonderful world out there, and Taylor Swift is going through it too. So just know that.
It's a good conclusion.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if she can do it. Anyone can. I just feel it.
Okay.
Like, she's rebuilding from a 6-year relationship. You can rebuild from yours.
How did you know?
And go on a billion-dollar tour.
Because we all knew that.
We all knew it.
6 years? We all knew that?
Yeah.
I did.
Look, I'm pretty prevalent, not as a Swiftie, but I'm very Swiftie adjacent.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people I follow
that are Swifties
and that are in my very own family and this very own room who are Swifties. So you'd think I would know that.
Well, I just remember being like, whoa, that's a long relationship.
I knew that.
I think people are just like, oh, it was long. No, I was like, 6 years.
Yeah,
I'm like,
how'd you know that? Okay.
Oh, you two have a fun fling after, too. Like, come on, guys. There's many things. I was thinking about her and that one guy. Anyway.
Was that fun?
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. You're the best. Remember, if you want to get every single episode and also support us and get all those other amazing benefits I mentioned early, I was going to say recommended, you got to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Cimarelli. It's linked in the description. You'll be supporting us in the podcast. It means so much to us. You guys are the best. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.